Well, today's celebration of the presentation officially closes the Christmas season, 40 days after Jesus' birth. So there'll be one last chance to wish the world Merry Christmas. It's also an opportunity for us to reflect on the season of what it means and how it's a gift that keeps giving. Think back. Think back to Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, when the story was told on Luke's account of Jesus' birthday. We found the glory of the Lord shining around the shepherds during the night watch in the fields. Then moving along a few weeks later on the Feast of Epiphany, Matthew's gospel told us about the Magi, who followed the shining star to find the newborn king of Bethlehem. And now we come today to Luke's gospel that Deacon Dan proclaimed, to meet the aged Simeon, the picture's right there in our program, to meet him in the temple, who takes the baby Jesus into his arms and blesses God, saying, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory of your people Israel." What a beautiful symbolic thing. The young and the old in between, we come together here in the house of the Lord. Most importantly, we can't escape the good news. The light is everywhere. Small wonder that today's feast has also, for centuries, been known as Candlemas Day, the day we bless candles that we use throughout the year in our journey, that the light keeps shining. It reminds us that the light does not darken, but it brightens. The miracle of light, the light of Christ, the light of the world. And close at home, the message today is that we are people of the light. Didn't Jesus say when he saw his disciples, he said, "You are the light of the world. Do not put your light under a bushel basket, but let it shine so for all to see." So the lights on the Christmas tree may be put in the attic for now, and the ones are outside or stashed in the basement, but that light that truly matters continues to give off its glow. It can be easy to forget that the first tangible gift we received when we became part of God's family after we were baptized with the water and anointed with oil was the light, the candle. Receive the light of Christ. The priest or deacon presented that to you, to your parents and godparents, and we are told you are the light of Christ. And it's a light that continues to burn by the gift of the Holy Spirit, day after day, week after week, season after season. As Simeon speaks to us today, the light is here. Our job is to keep the light of fire burning bright. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine bright." Can't but help to recognize that the Powers community has relocated to the former Michigan School for the Deaf. And now that when one drives by an I-69 and look over to the where the Powers is at, it's a light shining bright. It's the largest in that area. So the chargers let their light shine, reminding us that the light of Christ has been handed on to us for generations to speak the truth, live by the truth, live by the light, and let the light shine. And so here is the light shining bright. To those who have forgotten the bright promise of the star, the good news, there still is light. Today's feast says to those who are tempted to despair during these cold, dark days, don't despair, there is still light. To anyone who fears or who worries or who wonders about what the future may hold, there is light. And more than light, there is hope. How can we say that? Because unto us a child has been born, a son has been given, a light for revelation for the whole world to see and behold. In the Christopher movement, there is a line that says, "It's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness." What good advice for all of us, young, old, in between, to remember to keep the light shining this day and every day the Lord has made. Let Christ be our light, and through our light shining, may the world that is darkened be brightened with God's light. And may the light shine bright to God's glory forever. Amen.